That's Hootie and the Blowfish this morning on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC in Time. I loved that band when they first came out. Mm-hmm. A great album called Cracked Rear View. Some great hits off of there. And then their next album...
Nothing.
No.
Yeah.
Well, the songs all sounded the same.
Yeah.
They did.
And, you know, they took Only Want to Be With You and redid
and rehashed it.
And
yeah.
rehashed yeah. it.
Onto eight ten, more cuts. Yeah.
Yes.
Times. And I'm going, okay, a little difference would have helped. They were just trying to very quickly capitalize
yes.
on some tremendous success.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's good. Sometimes it works. Sometimes not.
It didn't work.
Got to evolve.
But, you know, Darius Rucker reincarnated as a country artist.
I like him as a country artist.
Yeah.
I really do. I think he's a great country artist.
Yeah, I think he's good. I always thought they were all very good musicians. It's just that album, that second album, just kind of, mm-hmm. it just didn't have it.
Yep. Cookie cutter of the first.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Hootie and the Blowfish is a great name.
Yeah,
it was a bad sequel.
That was why I didn't like the band. I've
really?
Got to admit,
Hootie? You didn't
I couldn't stand the name.
Well, I was in high school, and I think our first band was some bizarre name like Marvin. Don't ask why. I have no idea. It was
Marvin?
A majority rules thing, and I don't know that I voted or cared. Or anyway, I got outvoted anyway, and that was a dumb name. But, I mean, Hootie is... better.
Were you the lead singer in your band?
I was played keyboards.
You played keyboards.
And I
okay.
picked up bass guitar so that I could be out front with the guitar players.
I see.
And not just plucking
bass,
around
bass
on the keyboard.
Bass guitar is not real guitar. I'm going to get a lot.
I know that.
I'm going to get a lot of grief
yeah.
for that statement.
Should I just go ahead and do this for you?
Yeah, you should go ahead and do it. Yeah, thank you.
I wanted a keytar, but I could never find one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your social life it was affected positively by that.
Yeah, it was.
No, and your social life is not going to be affected by a keytar.
Yes, it is. Well, negatively, it's going to be affected.
Well, I mean,
well, now it may
not
be.
Maybe more so than a bass, but, you know.
Keytars now are sort of it's like an extinct, endangered species.
Yeah, vintage.
Yeah, very much. I've never, ever played one, but I've always wanted to.
I've never seen one.
You've never seen one?
I've never seen
one in person. Yeah. I don't know if I've seen one in person either.
I was watching...
I have actually picked one up and noodled with it for a minute and went, ooh.
I was...
No, I just... I'm not much of a keyboard player, and darn, it has to look like a piano if you want me to get anything out of it.
Well, it kind of looks like a piano you wear.
Yeah, but the fingering's all wrong.
That is true.
I mean, you know, it's not in front of you. Your hand's all bent over the way they told you not to do it when
right.
you took keyboard
mm-hmm.
lessons. It's mm-hmm. all like everything you ever knew about a keyboard, but wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I was watching a Billy Joel concert last night, his concert in Russia. It was the mm-hmm. Bridge to Russia. So this was, you know, 89, 90, something mm-hmm. like that. And one of the guys had a keytar. I was like, oh, look at that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good concert. Those people went wild. Like
I'm sure we could find you a keytar maybe on eBay at a reasonable price.
As long as you're paying for it.
It's not really a hot thing anymore.
But they were a lot of electronics fairly expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
And old electronics, so good luck at finding one that works correctly.
You might have a better chance on Amazon.
Ooh.
You just need to go ahead and get one branded for me, okay?
Branded, go
you
ahead.
You pay for it. It is coming up on 9:15. We've talked our first little segment here. We'll take a quick break. We'll slow it down. This is a song I like just because, I don't know, it's on the playlist. The Casinos. You remember The Casinos? Mm-hmm. Give me a year. 60-something probably.
4 or 5?
Yeah, something like that. This is a great song. It's called Then You Can Tell Me Goodbye. We'll slow it down with some oldies on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. The Mix on 90.7 WKGC with Big Bad Voodoo Daddy and You and Me, The Bottle Makes Three. Do you remember, like, there was this brief time in the 90s when on MTV they still played music, and VH1, they played swing music.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was a big swing craze right there around 90 and into the 90s.
Yeah.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
It was just one of those dance crazes, just like any dance craze, like disco
right.
or the Macarena.
But it seemed to be just really short-lived.
Well,
and then
swing dancing is a heck of a lot harder to do than the Macarena.
Well, yeah, but
okay.
any
yes.
of those
it
things.
It takes talent. Scott
disco,
can do the Macarena.
Disco,
yes.
square dancing, these all like surged. Country
too.
Line
yes,
dancing.
Yes, I can do the hand jive.
These okay. all surged, had little surges
right.
of fads.
Well,
the past
and in college, we had a lot of parties where we did, they were swing dances.
Mm-hmm. And you can do it. Tom is implying that you can't dance.
I didn't say I did it very well, but I can. I have a few moves.
No, let's go back to the original assumption there. I am implying that he can't dance. Yes.
Okay. I had a few moves.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You did? Okay.
Yeah,
I can. Someday you'll have to either show up with a video or just prove it.
Well, yeah, you got to have a partner.
Well, Brandon knows how to swing dance.
I'm not swing dancing with Brandon.
I don't know how to swing dance.
I'm not swing dancing with Brandon.
Now, I've heard of electric swing music, but...
He'll have to put a dress on.
No.
No.
If he puts a dress on, he'll shave, then he'll look like he's 14 again. You do not want to go there.
No, Brandon's got the beard and the kind of bushy, unkempt hair today. I don't think we can pass
it off. His hair's always unkempt.
There's no chance in passing it off.
I don't think there is a kempt on his hair. Unkempt
I've
works.
Tried
does
it,
kempt work?
I've tried. It doesn't, especially when it's this long,
it doesn't
it's
kemp.
Impossible.
It just doesn't kemp. Okay.
Impossible.
Well, that's all right. You know, whatever you need.
Okay.
We've got nothing on tap today.
I have a little music news.
You have music news.
Let's do some music news. I can catch you up on some music news.
Hit us.
There's a Tina Turner documentary set for the Cannes Film Festival debut that is going to enter production this summer. It has the full backing of Tina Turner herself. So she is involved. George Harrison's
Is Ike still around?
I don't know.
Is Ike alive?
I'm pretty sure he passed.
I don't know. His claim to fame was being married to Tina.
I'm
so sorry.
Brandon will check to see what Ike's dates are. Mm. George Harrison's first ever electric guitar is heading to auction.
Wow.
According to the auction house, the guitar was played by Harrison at the Hofner Club 40 when the Beatles played around Liverpool, England. And they weren't even the Beatles yet. They were the Quarrymen. Mm-hmm. So this is his very first electric guitar.
Did it say
guitar.
What kind of guitar it was?
No, it didn't say. Mm-hmm.
I don't know
Sorry.
What it was. Mm-hmm. I know I've read about it, but I never cared.
Well, we had graduation on Friday, Gulf Coast State College. Congratulations to all those students and everyone that helped out with the ceremony. Mm-hmm. Pacific University gave KISS lead guitarist Tommy Thayer an honorary degree over the weekend, and that is, I'm wondering what this degree is. Maybe you can help me out, Professor Kirkman. They conferred him a Doctorate of Humane Letters degree.
That's the generic one you give people you really don't know why you're giving them.
It's sort of like I think it's like the one that they gave to Bill Cosby. It's easy to take back. Too.
I see. Okay. Yeah. So if anyone offers me a Doctorate of Humane Letters,
I would take it.
Go ahead. Totally. Take it anyway.
I would take it. Absolutely.
All right. Okay.
And it's good for
nothing.
Okay.
Nothing.
They probably give you something framed you can hang on a wall.
Yeah.
Somewhere
you get the robe and all that, and you get to say you have an honorary degree. And
okay.
You know, some will question the doctorate that you work for is also worth nothing. But having been one down that path, I'm what can I say?
Yes, but is it it actually going to help?
Yeah, sure. Oh, the humanities one?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
I didn't think so.
And a couple
makes you look important.
A couple more serious stories in the music news headlines. Camila Cabello, pop star. She has some big top 10 hits. She's opened up about living with obsessive compulsive disorder. And she said she thinks the condition is a little bit weird, but she laughs about it now that she has found out about it and learned how to step back from it. She says she feels a lot more in control. She can just say, hey, that's my OCD. Now, OCD, a lot of people think, well, I have OCD, or it's funny, I have OCD. Ha ha, I'm a little bit meticulous, I have OCD. Well, just FYI, OCD is a very serious condition. OCD is the manifestation of irrational fear. So you don't move these things around or do the patterns because you are wanting to be more organized. This is how irrational fear escapes from your body because you're not talking about it. So anyway, good job.
Do we need to talk?
We might need to talk.
Okay.
Do I need to find a counselor?
But yeah, a lot of people say, oh, I'm just OCD. I'm a little OCD. They talk about it in the grocery line. No, you're not OCD. You're probably a normal person and you think it's cute to say you have OCD, but it's not cute. And it could very much indicate that you have some other conditions, like whatever that irrational fear is. There's no reason your life needs to go around that. Jay-Z, also very serious topic. He has been ordered by a federal judge to appear in court to explain why he's refusing to appear for a subpoena related to the Securities and Exchange Commission investigation. Yes, like a lot of these...
It's not a phone call you want.
Like a lot of these big pop stars, he has other companies. And so when he sold his Rocawear clothing line, a U.S. district judge instructed him to appear in New York to explain himself. Now, this company that's buying Rocawear, I think it is about them. It's about the company that's making the purchase. But a statement issued on behalf of Jay-Z by one of his representatives says he has no role in Iconics Brand Group's financial reporting or its other actions as a public company. Jay-Z sold his Rocawear apparel brand and other assets to Iconics for $204 million more than a decade ago. But whatever Iconics issues are, they're looking to Jay-Z to fill in some of the blanks, and he may be appearing... you know, he may be peering in front of the Securities Exchange Commission to give what he knows.
That'll be awkward.
Yeah, definitely. A rapper appearing in front of them.
That's probably never good.
Probably not. Not good at all.
Mm-mm. No. But he's just claiming he's a private citizen. I shouldn't be involved in this matter. But unfortunately,
yeah, nice try.
He's had contact with these people and made a huge $200 million deal with them. He knows something.
I think when you get a subpoena, you just need to go ahead and...
Yeah,
and
you
go,
should probably
because you're
just
gonna
go.
End up in eventually you're gonna end up in trouble.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Hey, coming up in June, I'm excited about this because this is like a childhood thing, but June 8th is the Mr. Rogers biopic. Won't you be my neighbor?
Oh, I wanna see that.
It's gonna be good, I think. Mr. Rogers. See, we have our society today.
You're not old enough to have seen Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, I grew up watching Mr. Rogers. Yeah,
Mr. Rogers,
which is weird. He was at it a long time because so did
he
I.
Was.
Yeah,
yes, he did it.
Of course,
I
saw him in black and white on a round two.
That's fair enough.
You're laughing. I did. I mean, that's for real.
Good.
I mean, in the late 50s, you had round TV sets.
Well, just consider this: society with Mr. Rogers versus society. Without Mr. Rogers.
Thank goodness for Mr.
That would
Rogers.
That would be, I'm looking at you and producer Brandon.
No, I watched Mr. Rogers.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay.
I definitely watched Mr. Rogers.
Well, we'll have to wait for another group to grow up and see how much effect he had on us.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a weather forecast here in just a moment. First, here's music from John Mayer. It's called In the Blood on the Mix on 90.7 WKGC. Hey, we didn't start the fire. I don't care what the evidence says. We didn't do it.
Somebody
Kilauea
did.
Started
I
most
know.
Of the fire we've been watching on.
Yeah, exactly.
Online.
Oh man, the lava that rolls over the Mustang.
Yeah,
it's sad that it's a Mustang, but it's a model
Google
I didn't like.
Lava rolling over Mustang. It's on. It's there's. The
and
video
it's slow.
Out there.
I mean, slow. They could have moved it. They could have moved it 10 times.
I think that insurance company, when the claim comes in, needs to seriously watch the last hour of that car's life because it was a long time getting across that highway in real time. I mean, you can see some time compressed video of that. But
Well, now was there gas in the area of the car? Because otherwise that person might have evacuated before they could
have
moved
the car. The gas doesn't necessarily come with the lava, though. The gas is coming out of those vents, which are couldn't be miles away. And obviously there wasn't too much gas there for somebody to stand there with a video camera
that
for
is true.
Hour.
Fair enough.
So I don't think it was the sulfur dioxide. I think it's like, that thing doesn't run very well, but I'm getting a new one here shortly.
Really, most of the gas comes from folks on TV and college students, you know?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
A lot of the gas
that.
Comes from.
Much,
I do what I can, you know? We have some things going on. We've got some days in history.
We do.
This day, actually.
Yeah, I've got a picture of somebody that looks a little bit like a blue scribbled Macaulay Culkin here. What's up with that?
It's The Scream. It was recovered in 1994.
Okay.
By Edvard Munch.
It really does look a
Edvard
little like Macaulay
Munch.
Culkin, doesn't it?
It does a little
it was,
bit.
Done with a blue crayon.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
You've seen the, it's an expressionistic painting where it's all twisted and you've got the guy standing there on the bridge. Kind of looks like my 7-year-old drew it.
Yeah, it does a little bit, but it looks like it could be a bridge or a dock.
Yeah,
something like that. Because I think that's water out there, and a a nice burnt orange sky.
Yeah, 1893 is when it was painted.
I wonder what he was taking when he drew that.
You know, there's
I look at impressionistic art going, I got to get me some of that.
Yeah.
What have they been doing?
Yeah, exactly.
What's happening in the art gallery here? Is there a new exhibit? There's going to be something new for summer.
I'm sure
they
there
haven't
is.
Given me the schedule yet. That just occurred to me that there's supposed to be something year-round at the Amelia Center Gallery.
Hedden, are you listening?
Hedden, are you listening?
Yeah.
Wake up.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Sometimes he participates in the show by text.
He does.
Usually an angry text.
Yes.
He's recovering, though.
If I start buzzing where I sit, I'll know Jason's trying to defend himself anyway.
Right.
Well, needless to say, there's always good stuff throughout the school year, and I think throughout the summer as well, in the Amelia Center Theater
Maybe
gallery.
Maybe the student exhibit is still on for
it
a little
It might
while.
Be for another day or two.
Okay.
It might end this week. I don't
think
remember.
So. I think that's what it is.
The last couple weeks go by in somewhat of a blur as we wrap up classes mm-hmm. and finals and all of that happy business. So
I don't know if that was a blur. It was a little bit more like a nightmare.
A little bit, yeah.
Oh,
typically.
Oh,
yeah.
There he goes. I think Jason's...
Someone once mentioned to me...
He needs to call the listener line at 850-747-3205.
There you go. Someone once asked, you know, what can we do to make the end of your semester easier? And I said, don't have an end of the semester. That's the best thing you can do.
He said there is no summer exhibit this year.
What?
And that's what he says. And the student exhibit is closed.
Well...
So if you want to,
we're a little late on promoting them.
An empty room, you could go
that
down
in
there.
And of itself could be art.
It could be perceived
as
art.
Could,
yes,
it could
be art.
Yeah, we might pass.
And
that
perhaps
off as an exhibit.
The curator Pavel is doing some repairs and mm-hmm. touching up in there, and mm-hmm. perhaps that in and of itself is also art. Mm-hmm. Knowing Pavel, he is art.
Pavel is
maybe
art.
Maybe he's just standing there.
Art
maybe.
Is in the eye of the beholder.
Something
That's
like
right.
that. It's.
I'm sorry I interrupted your history day. It just occurred to me that I didn't know what was there.
And that's all right.
It's because it's nothing.
I'm good. no problem there.
In 1915, Lusitania was sunk. That was the beginning of our long, slow slide into World War I. The war to end all wars.
Yes.
How'd that work
Except
out for you?
It didn't work out.
That didn't work out so well. giving that phrase a buzzer, yes.
Yes.
We are.
Let's take one quick break. We've got Hank Williams Jr. on the other side as we race quickly towards 10 o'clock. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. Hank Williams Jr. All my rowdy friends have settled down.
I have the same
Most
problem.
Of mine, too.
It's just boring now.
I go to bed at like 9.
A lot of my friends are settling down, actually.
Even you?
I suspect you're always boring, Scott, but that's just...
Probably a little bit. I just stayed up later.
I actually have a wedding to go to in a couple of...
A what?
Like a month or two.
A wedding?
Yeah,
a
friend of mine's getting married. No.
Congratulations. Oh, no, not you.
Not me, no. No, no, no.
Are you playing a role at all?
No, I'm just invited as a guest.
Okay, very nice.
Well, that's okay.
That's good.
Yes. Weddings are a great place to mix and mingle.
They are, indeed.
Mm-hmm. And meet people.
Is there a dance afterwards?
Yes.
Try to catch the bouquet.
Try to catch the bouquet.
Yeah, don't.
No, don't do that.
Yeah,
don't do that.
Okay.
But it is a great place to meet folks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Learn how to dance a little bit. Do you dance?
A little bit. Not much.
Can you do YMCA?
Yes.
The twist?
You can always do that at weddings.
Yes.
You can always
Why
do
is that?
I don't know. Because
and
everybody can
hop.
Do it.
Don't forget about the bunny
line dancing.
Mm-hmm. Cupid shuffle.
And the Cupid shuffle. Right. Brush up on all your line dancing.
Learn how to polka.
You want to look smooth now.
Texas pick up some of the old ladies.
Oh, I could do the Cupid shuffle and roller skates.
Oh,
Cotton
my
Eye Joe's
goodness.
A good one to know.
That's a good one.
That's a good one to know.
Yeah.
I don't know that one.
Well, you'll have to
Uh-oh.
Work on it.
You'll have to teach me after.
Uh-oh.
Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Mm-hmm.
They redid that in the 90s, I think.
They did.
It's a
As
cool...
a dance track.
Yeah.
They put a beat behind
the
it.
The whole urban cowboy John Travolta going to Gillies thing. That was that's where that came from.
That was fun.
Mm-hmm. That was also...
That was just one of the many dance fads.
I didn't like that movie, though. No. John Travolta doesn't make a very good cowboy.
Not a very convincing
He's
one.
Very believable disco daddy, though.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was made for him. That
and
role in Saturday Night Fever was made for
of
him.
John Travolta. Mm-hmm. Our vinyl play that we'll wrap up the show
nice
this
segue.
Hour with.
I love that
oh,
segue.
Goody.
Is not at all by John Travolta.
but by somebody who is...
That was a fake segue.
Worked. Will be forever connected to him.
Yes, through a great movie.
Because of one of the great movies of all times, yes.
Grease, which had a very, very regretful sequel.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
Grease 2, and I think there was a Grease 3, and it was just, it wasn't good.
You were sliding downhill rapidly. Yeah.
So I found this in our vinyl vault, the WKGC vinyl vault. It's a little Olivia Newton-John doing a song that I don't know what it sounds like, so this could be terrible.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's me and Bobby McGee.
Radio on the edge.
Yeah, me and Bobby.
Olivia Newton-John does me and Bobby McGee.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll have Janice do it for us.
Yeah.
Maybe Janice
tomorrow.
Will roll over.
Do you have that on vinyl, Tom?
Huh?
Do you have that on vinyl?
I think we have it here, yes.
I forgot to look up the date on when she did this, but this comes off of an album called Let Me Be There.
Well, that was a great track.
Yeah. And
the title track is a big hit.
That doesn't even look like her. It's so barely worked over. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's not good.
All out of focus.
1973 is the release.
The original airbrush. They were still getting. They were still getting the technique down.
And she did a few songs that were by some others. There's a Bob Dylan song, "If Not for You." "Take Me Home, Country Roads" is on this album. "Let Me Be There."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this is the second off of that album called Me and Bobby McGee. This is our vinyl play of the day, taking you into the 10 o'clock hour, the little Olivia Newton-John, 90.7 WKGC.